This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 192 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com, and I'm sitting in a lovely little coffee shop in Chatswood with none other than Lorna Andrikopoulos. How are you, Lorna?
Yay! Last session of the year under my belt, Bruce. I couldn't be better.
It's been a bit of a rough week.
It has. We got broken into yesterday, but I have to tell you, every single person who walked into the workshop today had their head down low, just going, don't talk to me about the last month. The build-up to Christmas has brought its usual entertainment. We call it entertainment because we do this for a living because we love it, but no, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. So is the business premises okay?
Well, other than a big plywood bit where the glass door used to be, yeah, it's okay. And as I say, they didn't steal any of the computers. They stole my laptop and our archive backup disk, which is unfortunate, but we can move on. It's all backed up somewhere.
It's so annoying, isn't it?
Just that but it's it is annoying. But what amazed me actually was how easily I was able to, you know, go, well, I'll put my email account on this computer and I'll download it. You know, it's business as usual. I'm sad because it was a shiny red laptop and I liked it. But it's not going to disrupt the business, and somebody needed it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've had things stolen in the past, and it's always just you feel gutted when it happens. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's a timely reminder that we should never take anything for granted. Like, we all invest, particularly as photographers, we invest in all this kit, all these cameras, these lenses, these filters, these tripods, etc., etc., and there's always some nefarious scumbag who's got his eye on it.
Absolutely. And as I say, not photographers, had we had cameras, they went through the office, they rifled the petty cash tin, they went into every cupboard, they left a projector, which I thought was strange. Yeah. But they obviously were just looking for small things that they could pick up and easily resell. Had there been camera equipment there, I think it probably would have gone. Yeah. So insurance is not an option. Get yourselves covered. If you haven't and you've got that sinking feeling going, I wonder what would happen if that happened to me, just get your peace of mind in there, because it's a disruption enough with insurance, because you've got to fill out all the forms, you've got to, in terms of computer backup, again, because it was the laptop, I really only linked to everything else through the network, so everything is still on the server. There were a few personal photos and things, but I know that my computer did some sort of mysterious online backup, you know, right. Say Dell backup, so, you know, oh, you've been backed up. Don't know where it is. It's somewhere up in the cloud, and when I get a new laptop, I'll phone the man that knows these things and get that sorted out. But it could be incredibly inconvenient.
It's sort of a reminder to me that I don't have insurance on my camera gear at the moment.
Bruce Williams! Where's the 24-hour insurance agent when you need him? Yeah. It's
not worth the risk.
Look, we all try and cut costs. We all try and keep things trim. There are some things that, you know, you might get away with for a year or two, but at some stage, and particularly if you're a photographer who shoots on location, if you're shooting in it, I've seen it happen. I've heard it happen. They just pick up the bag and keep walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think how much is in that bag, mm-hmm. in terms of the dollar value. And, you know, touch wood, you may end up paying for insurance for 15 years. But if you get
and never have to claim.
And, you know, most of us are in that situation. Yeah. But there is hindsight when it comes to insurance claims is one of the worst episodes of hindsight you're ever going to have. Trust me.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah. Oh dear, so we've had the, what was this, month six of the Focus on Business?
I'll go with that,
series.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing, I'm thinking it must be about 6 months. So,
yeah.
So tonight, now, I was very late getting there because I got held up at work tonight, but...
And you did a wonderful bah humbug in, you know, appearance into...
So I obviously echoed everybody else.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yes. So tonight was all about the sale and the viewing.
Were you there?
Well, the last you were half really hour of it.
The focus for tonight was the customer experience. It's really trying to put yourself in the customer's shoes and look at what they might be feeling at any stage of the journey that they're on with you. You're coming into one of my favourite areas of, you know, what is it that makes a professional photographer? Yeah. It's not your photography. Sorry, yeah. I know you yeah. love your shiny lenses and your beautiful pictures, but photography is only one element of what makes you professional. A professional athlete is defined by somebody who makes a living by being a sports person or an athlete. A professional photographer is somebody who makes their living at it. And I believe that to be professional, you need to look after your customers and give them the best possible customer experience. That's what my focus is. In terms of my own customers who are photographers, I want to make sure that they understand what I'm offering, where it is, how much it costs, how we're going to achieve the results. I had a new client this afternoon who was a wonderful Shutters Inc. listener.
Right.
Thank you for
Darren.
That.
G'day, Darren.
Hey, Darren. And it's my job to educate him as to what I might be able to help him on.
Yeah.
And I do that in the same way that I recommend you as photographers do, is by asking questions that will give them an awareness of what it is that they want.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
I had a flick through the notes because I figured I'd already missed so much of tonight. So I sat there and looked through the handout, and I've got to say this is a handout I'm really going to enjoy rereading.
There is a huge amount of information,
yes,
in this
and
one.
It all looked like pure gold. I know I say this every time we get together for a podcast, but I really have to recommend to other photographers, either in Melbourne or Sydney, you've got to get along and become a part of this Focus on Business series, because you guys, between you and Lee, you share so much great information.
Mm. It's interesting. First point I'm going to make is, if you're in Adelaide or you're in Brisbane or you're in Newcastle, I've just launched the course in all of those three cities. So Newcastle, I'm doing it slightly differently because I've got a group who've called me up and said we want to do this with you, but they want to do it intensively over 2 days. So what we would break down, it's total boot camp for you. Get ready, Newcastle. It's a good thing you're in wine country. Adelaide, I'm very keen to get going in Adelaide because I really enjoy visiting it. I think
it's a lovely city.
It is a beautiful city, and it's a different pace of life. I launched the course with my introduction session last week. I don't know, possibly last week. And I started my morning with a breakfast with the AIPP in South Australia. And it's a lovely pace in Adelaide. And I'm really looking forward to presenting there as well. Each group, I loved it. We had three or four new people in the group tonight.
Tonight, yes, I noticed that.
And everybody brings their own twist. It's not like I sit and reiterate the same information, because I've got people who go, oh, hang on, can you talk a bit more about this? Or here's what I find with my business. And we do, I've structured it so we've got time to go off at tangents. I think there'd be nothing worse than me just sitting going, nope, we've got to stick to the structure and go. So each event in each location has its own meandering path that it takes. But
It's interesting when you do see new people come along, because almost in every instance, the new people are at a totally different stage in their business than everyone else who's already there. Mm-hmm. So you're always getting that different insight from people, because it was obvious, without naming names, but the those other three people that were there tonight were obviously all from one big studio, and I gathered from the course of the conversation, quite a big studio with big turnover. So it's really interesting to see guys like that coming along to get mentoring as well.
I agree, and I find it really challenging when people who have their own business come along, and I love it because it breaks up. When you've got people who have never run a photography business and all the information is new, they don't actually have as much input into what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And very often I find that what I'm saying really only starts to hit home as the business develops. And this is something that we, you know, we've talked about with your business in its only six and a half months to go, Bruce. I'm counting. You're going to want to revisit some of the things that we've done because you want to put it into practical, into its practical application. I've got people, I hate, listen, myself, because I didn't consider myself to be a natural salesperson. I had to resit my sales training so many times, and it was my husband who was taking the course, so I was highly motivated to get moving on, so I didn't have him, you know, telling me what to do. But it took me, I needed to have that information presented to me several times before it really sank in, and for me to trial it in a live environment and to see how it fitted with me and to make it work for me. So that's what I like about this slightly rotational function. People can start at any time. People who've missed one, you know, they can come back in 6 or 8 months or whatever it is and pick up the one that they've missed. You would be, I think it would be really interesting for you to come back once you've actually got your business up and running and you're a few months into that, to come back and revisit one or other of the events and go, well, you know, am I perceiving this differently now that I'm actually in the thick of it? When it's theoretical, it only sinks in so far, essentially.
Yeah, I'd go along with that for sure.
Yeah.
And I've kept all the handouts so that when I do get to that point of, you know, doing it, I can actually sit down and go back through it all and refresh my memory. And
it'll be meaning for you at the time when you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Cool. So what do you got planned for Christmas?
Oh, what? Who? When? A break, first and foremost. As I say, this is my last interstate trip of the year. I think it's my last event for the year. I've got a little bit of tidying up and fixing to do, including the glass door in the office, which needs to be replaced following our break-in. But essentially, I'm just going to have a jolly good rest.
So laying low at home?
Laying low at home, hanging out with the kids. There is a rumour circling within the family that somebody might want a puppy for Christmas, and we might have found the puppy in question. This is a child who, from when she was 3 months old, we need to get that girl a dog. She has just wanted a puppy. She's just one of these kids that you just, every time I see her with a puppy, anytime my friends see her with a dog, they go, oh, you need to get her a dog. So she's nearly nine now. And
be thankful she's not hounding you for a pony.
Yeah, I'm not keeping that in a kennel in the back garden, that's for sure. I actually did joke when she was very little, I actually did joke her first words were going to be, I want a pony. And it's true story. She's animal crackers. Her sister isn't quite so keen, which is why we've had to put it off. But with the cat and the three chickens and the two budgies, this is a puppy who's currently living with a cat, a dog, and four or five chickens. So we're relatively sure he's going to cope.
Right.
And we've met him a few times. So that's, frankly, that's all I want to do at Christmas is just go, oh, look, isn't he cute? And not really think about anything. Because that's when your brain refreshes and does good things.
Totally.
And what about you? You had a big cruise earlier this year.
I haven't done a podcast since I got back from the cruise, I don't think.
Yeah, we have.
I don't think we have. I don't think we have. Oh, maybe I did. I don't know. It's
all you been need a holiday.
I do. look, the cruise to New Zealand was absolutely amazing. It wasn't the restful holiday that I needed, but it was a great time and had a lot of fun and got all the photos up on the blog and wrote the blog, and I'm now halfway through editing the video as well. So, I'm actually having a lot of fun with that because I'm a bit new to the video editing thing, but I'm sort of cutting it like a documentary, so it's not only for family. So, or it's not for the three of us. It'll be able to be viewed by other members of the family who will then at least get what we saw and what we did. And,
beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm having a bit of fun with that. So, I'll probably finish that off over the Christmas break. Taking basically working right through Christmas and up to New Year, but then having the following week off. So,
right.
Yeah, so that's my plans, and then January, get back into it all again.
So what's exciting you in the wonderful world of photography this month, Bruce?
This month, toying with the idea of buying myself a lens for Christmas, but I know I shouldn't. It's funny because I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking, don't be spending the cash that you've got on a lens that you don't absolutely positively need right now.
You've got the budget, you're working right now, you've got the comfort to do it, buy it now, because it's what you love, it's your hobby right now, so knock yourself out.
Well,
just make sure you get something nice for the missus as well.
Well, it was funny because we were out somewhere, there was a thing on at Max's school the other night, and I went and shot some photos, and there was someone else there with this, you know, honking great lens, and Kath says, oh, what's that? And I said, oh, it'd be a 70 to 200 2.8. I said, that's the lens that I don't have. That's the one thing I need in my kit. And she goes, well, the company's got money, hasn't it? Why don't you just go and buy it for Christmas? And I went, because I'm trying not to just do impulse purchases like that. I'm trying to hold off until I absolutely need it, until something comes along where I say, you know, I absolutely need that lens for this shoot, then I can justify the expense. Up until then, it feels a bit frivolous.
Well, yeah, and if it was your business, your full-time business, I'd be with you, but I also think that it's okay to go and do something a little bit impulsive, and as soon as you have it, you'll come up with a shoot.
Oh, totally.
So think of it the other way. Once I have that lens, I'll be, you know, free to do this thing that I haven't been able to do up until now.
And the other thing I'm looking forward to is our January Sydney Photographers Meetup shoot. I've actually organised to hire outright an ice skating rink. And we are going to have some ice skating ballerinas, and we've got permission to take a fog machine and lights onto the ice. And we're going to do some great stuff.
You crazy cat, that sounds fantastic. I might come up for that one. That sounds brilliant.
It's going to be on Monday the 3rd of January. So, yeah, it's going to be good fun.
3rd of January, so time to get the hangovers out the way.
Just.
And have you put the... Because the last time I spoke to you, you'd done a weekend of horse riding
Barrington
and Star Trails.
That was at the beginning of November. That was absolutely fantastic. We had such a great time.
I haven't seen any of the images of that. Is that
really?
Because I haven't been to your blog?
Probably. Not,
where is your blog?
Bruce, what a loaded question.
I can't help it. Shameless self-promoter.
BruceWilliamsPhotography.com, yeah. I put the images up there. We had a great time. It was only a small group, like about five or six of us that went up. But that actually turned out to be a good thing because it meant it was a small group. It was fairly intimate. You could, you know, everyone got to have a chat with everybody else. And, you know, there were one or two people who were quite new to photography, and so they felt like they got plenty of time with, you know, the more experienced photographers there to pick up some ideas, and everyone just had a great time. And that was what the one really interesting story probably doesn't translate so well on the podcast, but after we'd had dinner, because we were camped out in the middle of nowhere, and we'd finished dinner, and I looked up at the moon and I went, guys, check that out. And there was this massive halo around the moon. And the guy who was basically there as our camp cook and our guide, he'd lived in the area all of his life, and he said, I've seen a few of those in my life. He said, and every time you see one, it's always a harbinger of big rain. He said, I haven't seen one that big since 78, where we got 22 inches in 24 hours.
Wow.
It's like, whoa. And
22 inches
in 24 hours. Yeah.
That's
a lot of water.
Amount of water.
That's a serious
Jesus.
Amount of rain. And so I ended up getting a really good shot of it. I put on a wide angle lens, and there was the fence posts of the yard where the horses were corralled for the night, and I did a bit of light painting with the torch. So I did this, you know, 30-second exposure to bring up the moon and the corona, and then just painted in the fence at the bottom of the frame with the torch, and came up absolutely great. You'll see it on the blog if you go and have a look. So. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun, that trip. So and a few people expressed an interest in, you know, they said, look, if you ever do this again, let me know. So Yeah.
Well, I know from my point of view, there's events that I've got running and people... It's the same issue that photographers have when they're trying to book people in. People have really busy lives. This time of the year, I'm not sure I'm going to run events in December next year because there is so much going on. You're like me. You've got kids. I've got Greek school graduations, singing concerts, piano recitals. There's just so much happening.
I ended up having to pull up the December group shoot because everyone was just too busy. They all had things planned, you know, and so ended up having to pull it at the last minute. So, yeah, I totally understand if you don't...
Do you know where everyone is? They're all hassling their photographers to get the work back for Christmas. There was a little bit of grumbling around group tonight going, oh, my God, everybody wants everything for Christmas. You can understand the clients.
Get busy, Danielle. Stop listening to this and get editing your albums.
Bless you, love. More power to your
elbow. All right. Well, I think I'll... actually, before I do wrap up, the one thing I do want to do is plug my calendars at the end because I'm not selling enough and I need to sell some more calendars.
And they are beautiful. I've got one hanging in my kitchen. I did what everybody does when they get a calendar and check out their birthday month. But I know that each image is going to... have the time to imprint itself and you'll see new things because they're such panoramic shots as well. There's a lot to see, so buy one.
And I've even dropped the price, so go to brucewilliamsphotography.com. You'll see the link on the front page. You can buy them through PayPal and probably won't be able to get it out to you by Christmas at this rate unless you order in the next day or so, but I will certainly get it out there as quick as I can for you. So all right, Lorna, will you have a good Christmas?
You too, and everyone else in Shutters Inc. land. May all your Christmas wishes come true, and you get a little bit of time to recharge and refresh your batteries and have the chance to play with your photography for fun.
Absolutely, yeah. And to everybody, thank you so much for all of your continued support of this podcast. And, we'll talk to you in the new year because I'm going to have a couple of weeks off from the podcast. So,
holidays are
around. So, until I talk with you next time, take care.
Shutters Inc. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.